are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stories to cover. Apparently, men who have bleeding gums are twice as likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction. Many of you already know why, but it's another reinforcement that what's above the waist is still related to below the waist, right? Knee bone connected to the thigh bone, right? Teeth are connected to the wee-wee. That's what happens. Right. We're also going to be talking about electronic medical records, how doctors may not want you as a patient to take a peek at your own records, and some security breaches. We're going to finish the story that we talked about in the previous hour. We're going to be talking about this 15-pound king-sized newborn. Baby is doing good. Want to talk about that. And it looks like more than 110 million Americans have an STD. So if you're out there on the single scene, you may want to be careful. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we couldn't get to the story in full in the previous hour, how an electronic medical record vendor appears to be at fault in a patient data breach. Lawrence Melrose Medical Electronic Record, which is a vendor serving clients in New Hampshire and Massachusetts, has apologized, has sent a letter to the New Hampshire Attorney General's office notifying authorities of a data breach involving its software. From what we understand, an unauthorized employee access the records, the social security numbers, emergency contact numbers, etc. As a result, Lawrence Melrose Medical Electronic Record will, provide one free year of credit monitoring and identity theft counseling for affected patients. Apparently, multiple clinics were affected by this. And this electronic medical record issue is not going away. As we become computerized, I mean, everything's going to be on, you know, digital. And, I mean, I can understand as a doctor, I love the idea of saving the trees. I can't stand going through all the reams of paper that we do and all the toner. So it is nice to cut back on the trees. What's not nice is thinking that any of my patients' information could be at risk, open, and out there. And one of the reasons why I don't have an electronic medical record system in my particular office yet is I'm not going to drop $100,000 that I don't have on a system that could be breached. Now, we do need to progress in terms of having some sort of uniformity of records. We also can't trust doctors' handwriting. Our handwriting is getting worse. Our spelling is getting worse. Now that we have spell correct and we text LOL and OMG, right? I see doctors use little acronyms on their, writing a note. This Gomer comes in with CPSOBPVD. And so we know chest pain, shortness of breath, peripheral vascular disease. So, I mean, we know those acronyms. But, there's a lot of mistakes that can be made. I can't read a lot of doctors' handwriting. I don't think a lot of them could read mine. And then if one of you is traveling, you end up in the hospital ends up redoing all the same tests because they can't access your records. So I agree, we do need to move forward. But what do we do about these cases where you have electronic medical record breaches? All right, and this wasn't even somebody hacking. All right, this was just an unauthorized employee. Employees go rogue. They do, some do. All right. And I just don't feel comfortable putting my patients' records out there. All right. Now, are any records truly safe? Probably not. I mean, you know, look at your blood work. Your blood work is, on a database. Okay. People can access Quest Laboratories, LabCorp. Doctors access it all the time online. And it's nice to be able to access the labs online. Waiting for labs to get faxed to you can take forever, so being able to access it online. But if anything is online, there's always that possibility of something getting breached. The CIA, the Senate has been hacked. I mean, I can't say how many government, was it also the Pentagon? Somebody hacked into the Pentagon. So if there is this hacking already going on with our, that could affect our national security, you think we with our EMR have the same firewalls? And even if we do have the same firewalls as the CIA or the Pentagon, they got hacked. So, you know, another story has come out. I think it was out of Drudge. I'm not sure. Where doctors are not that excited about people looking at their medical records. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care. I want my patients to have their medical records. I want them to, when they move, take your medical records to the new doctor. I want you guys watching your cholesterol, watching your PSA level. If you see something I miss, tell me. I love it. But some doctors don't. Now, why would a doctor not want patients having access to their own electronic medical records? Why? Well, could it be lawsuits? Could it be, you know, a patient could decide to take it to an attorney, go, look, how do I make $10,000, $20,000 off of this? Look and find something. Could it be that? Probably. Probably. I mean, I see how these attorneys work. They've asked me, and I've said no. They go, Dr. Dahlia, can you take a look at this? Dr. Wax, look at this. See where the doctor messed up. Find where we have an angle in this case. Hell no, I'm not going to participate in another doctor getting sued. No, you could take your records and shove them. No. I mean, you know, gross negligence, that's one thing. But when you hire somebody to nitpick and knead through the records to find something that you could build a case on, I got a problem with that. All right, that's the problem with our whole malpractice system. So, you know, rather than us having a very wide open door type of relationship with patients, you're having doctors put up, you know, protective walls. You know, so what do we do when patients do want access to their medical records? If it's electronic, then electronic medical records are going to later progress to the point where anybody can access them. Your patient can access the records. I mean, I want to know what my CAT scan looks like. I want to know what my blood work looks like. But then if that's the case, can they mess with the numbers? Can they mess with the data? So we just don't know what to do from a security standpoint. All right, when we get back, let's talk about erectile dysfunction and bleeding gums. How are they related? 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So men with gum disease or bleeding gums, they say, are twice as likely more to suffer from erectile dysfunction. Now, some of you will say, oh my gosh, this is new. It's not new. It's the same thing we keep telling y'all, right? How heart disease, right, is related to erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction is related to heart disease. So now what they did is they made the hypotenuse of this whole story, right? Some of you guys call it this triangle, right? Okay, they now hypotenuseize. You guys know what the hypotenuse is, right? You got the right angle, you got the arm, the leg, then you got the hypotenuse. So that's all they did. They hypotenuseized this story. So we know that if you have poor gum health, you could have poor heart disease. If you have erectile dysfunction, you could have heart disease. Now they're relating the gum disease to the erectile dysfunction, right? Hypotenuse. Okay, the research was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, and it explained that people who suffer from gum disease, bacteria from their mouth can enter the blood. Once in the bloodstream, the bacteria can affect the blood vessels and the arteries, causing them to harden and narrow, just like with heart disease. And the effect on the blood vessels isn't just specific to the heart. It could also happen to blood vessels of the penis. They say more and more research has been showing that erectile dysfunction is an early warning sign of heart disease. Okay? I've been telling you guys this for years. Those of you that are asking for Viagra are getting pretty upset with us doctors because we want to check your heart. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, these doctors are trying to nickel and dime me, and now they're making me go through all this cardiac testing just because I want the Viagra. It's a sham, I tell you, it's a sham. No, it isn't. If you're having issues with your blood flow, at, you know, to a smaller part of the body, it's not small, all right, fine, to a large part of the body, then an even larger part of the body is probably being affected, okay? And I'm sorry, but for most of you, your heart is bigger than your penis. So, but the vessels, okay, a little bigger, but still considered to be vessels that could be involved in arteriosclerosis and cardiovascular disease. So I don't care if you think it's a sham or if you think this is a money-making business. Anybody who has erectile dysfunction must be evaluated for heart disease. Now, what about gum disease? If your gums bleed, does that mean you have heart disease? No. No. But if one of you has heart disease, if some of you have heart disease, can you please just go to the dentist? It's not going to hurt. Because you're having periodontal disease and the gum bleeding and bacteria seeding in through your gums because they're bleeding is going to make everything worse. You got that? Okay, good. All right, so they say here, it has been suggested that bacteria may trigger a harmful immune system response, causing blood vessels to become inflamed or contribute to the fatty deposits in arteries. Now, the researchers come from Ainonu University in Turkey. What they did is they studied a group of men with erectile dysfunction and a group of men without it. I mean, I'm sure they surveyed. I don't think they had them just stand there and test it. But anyway, I don't know. They may do things different in Turkey than here, but my guess is it was a survey, and that's how they knew. They found, have Dr. Dahlia walk by them. Nah, then they'd all have erectile dysfunction. They found that 53% of those with erectile dysfunction had severe gum disease, while only 23% without erectile dysfunction had gum disease. Commenting on the research, Dr. Nigel Carter from the British Dental Health Foundation, thank you for commenting on this. We really want your opinion. Says the link may seem frivolous, but the research... Oh, wait a second. I need to do this in a British accent. The link may seem frivolous, but the research clearly points to severe gum disease as a possible cause of erectile dysfunction. That's how... It's probably how he sounds. He's British, right? No? What in bloody hell are we doing? I love the way the Australians talk. Anyway, okay. So they say removing food stuck in between your teeth close to gum lines is a really important step to preventing gum disease. Using interdental brushes or flossing is the best way of doing this. Interdental brushes. That's got to be another British. Who talks like that? Now, I'm not making fun of the British. I'm jealous of the British. The way the British talk, you know, do you guys notice this? When a Brit talks, it just naturally becomes grammatically correct. There's something about the British and their vocabulary where anything that spews out of their mouth ends up being grammatically correct. Whereas we Americans, we're always worried about dangling our participle and using past or present tense and not conjugating our verbs right. For some reason, when you learn British, everything just flows, right? He says, brushing alone only cleans 60% of the tooth surface, so this is a bloody excellent way of keeping plaque, the cause of gum disease, at bay. And I think they inflect as well, too. Honestly, if you want to improve your diction, improve your vernacular, take a class in British. I know many of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, British is still English. No, I'm telling you, it's a whole nother language. Because the words just fall into, it's like scramble. It just jumbles up and falls into play. I am jealous of the British, all right? Not because of the tea. They have to drink a lot of tea. Okay, so what are signs of gum disease? According to Mail Online, bleeding gums, bad breath, okay? So if you're worried about your spouse, ask them to breathe on you and see if they have bad breath. Loose teeth. If you're an adult losing your teeth, Tooth Fairy usually doesn't come to us grown-ups. If you're losing your teeth, you got something wrong. If you have red, inflamed, receding gums, or if you have tartar on the teeth, tartar. Yeah, like a beef tartar. Chef Ramsay's Scottish. We are going to be serving beef tartar. And bloody get out. Okay, no, tartar sauce won't cause gum disease, but you still need to brush it off. All right, tartar is that white plaque on your teeth. Now, when I read this article last night, my kids were brushing their teeth, or they didn't want to brush their teeth. So I started screaming at them. You know, one is 13, one is 10. And I'm like, gosh dang it, brush your bloody teeth so you don't get erectile dysfunction. All right? Nobody did anything except I saw my husband run over to the sink to brush his teeth. So what he doesn't know is if he has erectile dysfunction, it's not him. It's because he's married to me and my moo-moo. Okay, so you brush your teeth. Now, some of you, I made the same mistake. I told my dentist, I don't want to floss my teeth because my teeth will bleed. Now, he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot. But I can't. If I floss my teeth at lunch and my gums bleed, not the teeth don't bleed, the gums bleed, I now have a bloody mouth in front of my patients. Now, it shouldn't bleed that much. But if you're afraid to dental floss because you're bleeding, you got something wrong. All right? You need to strengthen up those gums. When you brush your teeth, a circular type of pattern is best. Those $100 toothbrushes, those electronic toothbrushes, I haven't spent the money on one either. But those things work, and they massage the gums. And many of you brush your teeth too quickly. You go scrub, 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 bottom scrub, spit, and you're done. Oh, no. You need to brush your teeth for at least 5 minutes. Sit there and watch TV while you're brushing your teeth. You can bring a cup to spit, okay? You don't have to run to the sink to spit. You can bring a cup to spit. Then dental floss. But don't forget to water pick. The water pick is one of the best things you can do for your gums. It really gets the food out of your teeth, but you got to protect your gums. Okay. Well, are we happy with that? Are we done with that story? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we got this newborn baby weighing more than 15 pounds. Jade King was delivered in the United Kingdom, one of the UK's biggest bloody babies. George King was born, Jade King is the mama. George King was born 6 weeks ago, weighing 15 pounds, 7 ounces, according to Science World Report. Usually newborns, my kids were like 6 pounds and 7 pounds, half the size. And I was complaining. I couldn't imagine trying to squeeze a 15-pound sucker out of the, you know, anyway. He is the second biggest baby to be delivered vaginally in the United Kingdom. He lives with his parents. He's wearing 6-month-old clothes. He is 26 inches tall. I don't know if she had diabetes, gestational diabetes. Whenever somebody gives birth to a big baby, we think about gestational diabetes. But we also wonder how she could have delivered a baby that big. Did anybody ultrasound? Don't they ultrasound obstetrical patients in the UK? Apparently, they said they didn't realize how big he was until they saw his head. 20 doctors had to be involved. They called him the miracle baby. Did survive, need oxygen, and he has gained 1 more pound since he's been home. All right, guys, we are going to talk about, I forgot. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, STDs.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zeta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And happy Passover and happy Easter to everybody out there celebrating this week. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who's making the show happen, and thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thomas from Virginia writes, Dahlia, doctor's office called me last night. Left a message before I could call them back. This morning I come to hear I have a quote-unquote mass in my chest. I don't smoke. Should I be worried? CAT scan is not for another few weeks. I'm going crazy here. Okay, oh, don't you hate that? Don't you hate? And I think a lot of us have been in this position where we're told we got something and we need it looked at. I was told I had a mass in my chest. I've been there. Okay, my guess, and I wish you were live because I'd love to talk to you on the phone. Okay, my guess is you had a chest x-ray. Chest x-ray must have come back, or you had a spot on your chest. Okay, spot. I like to call it spot. I don't like calling it mass. Mass is the medical term we use, right? A mass could be anything. A pimple could be a mass, right? A fungus, fungal ball could be a mass. A lipoma could be a mass. A tumor could be a mass. Right? I like saying spot. Right? Because an x-ray, it's two-dimensional. Okay? I don't like to say mass. If it's not 3D, I don't like to call it a mass. So I'm like, oh, it's a little baby spot. Now, some of these spots on these chest x-rays look cute. And I use that term because if something looks cute, it's most likely not an insidious tumor. It's most likely something benign. Cancer doesn't look cute. Cancer is chaotic. It's sprawling. It looks, it looks nasty. Okay? A mass on the chest that just kind of looks, I don't know, a little fuzzy to me, something. You get a feeling right away. But a little baby cute round little dot on the chest x-ray, 99.999% of the time, is fine. Now, I do chest x-rays in my office, so I get to see the x-ray before the radiologist gets to see it. So if I see the spot, I bring the patient out with me. And I go, look, you got this little spot on your chest x-ray, okay? And I tell them the day I see it, right? And I'm like, you know, but I got to admit, I mean, boy, it's so nice and round. It's cute. You know, it could be a little granuloma, which is kind of like scar tissue from a previous infection. You know, it could be something else. I'm not that worried by the way it looks, but we're going to have the radiologist take a look. We may want to do a CAT scan to make sure it's okay. Okay? And that's what I do. So what I like to do is I like to take the patient and show them. Now, what if it doesn't look so cute? What if it looks a little cancerous? Show the patient too. No reason to hide. And I go, you know, you got this thing. It looks a little funny. Looks a little funny. I'm not too worried, but I want to look a little deeper into this. Oh, doctor, I smoke. I'm a goner. No, you're not a goner. No, let's look at it. You know how many of these things don't necessarily mean they're cancerous? We got to look at it, and even if it is, hopefully we could just scoop the sucker out. All right? Don't panic. We're going to take a look at this. When the doctor doesn't seem as nervous, the patients seem more calm. A big mistake we doctors make is we don't talk to you when we get the result of a test back. The nurse calls. So you get a phone call like Thomas did. You got a mass on your chest. And the nurse is usually a little bit more robotic. Remember, the nurse isn't the doctor. She's not allowed to give her opinion. She's not allowed to go, oh, I just think it's this. Oh, I just, you know what I mean? So she's going to robotically say, okay, you got a mass. We need to order a CAT scan. And then she needs to get off the phone and call the next patient. My recommendation is anytime you get a call like that from a nurse, you make the appointment with the doctor. Okay, and sit down with the doctor. Well, Dr. Dahlia, the doctor should call us back for something like that. I kind of agree. I mean, when it's something like that, you should hear from the doctor. The problem is in this day and age, the way these clinics and these are set up, I mean, you know, the doctors don't have time to call back each and every person. In our office, we tell everybody, please make a follow-up to review everything so I could one-on-one talk to you. Because everybody wants to be talked to. And once you give one person a call, well, then when their mom comes in, they also want that personal call. The neighbor wants the call. I can't tell you how many times people are like, I want Dahlia to call me back personally. See me in the office. Because the problem is calling you back personally, I could document what we talk about, but I can't do that for every single patient. Do I call back patients? Absolutely. I do call back patients, but I can't call back everyone. So someone's going to get mad. And just because I can't call you back personally doesn't mean you don't have anything worth talking about. So whenever you have a test, especially if you get a call from a nurse, talk to the doctor and ask to see it. You know how many times we have diagnosed masses in people's chests, and it turned out that they always had that. They go, oh, I was told 15 years ago I had a spot on my chest. Is that the same one? I go, well, if it is, let me get your old records, right? And let's figure that, because if it is the same one, then great. I'm going to document in my chart that you have a chest mass. So future doctors know the size that I saw, and as long as it doesn't grow, then we don't have to worry about it if this is something that was already evaluated and looked at. Okay, I told you guys a story about the gentleman I had who was a smoker. We do a chest x-ray, and he has a nasty mass. You guys have heard this story, those of you very diligent listeners. So smoking, 63-year-old man, I think he was about to retire from his job, you know, and live on pension. And we do a chest x-ray because he has a cough. The biggest, it was bigger than, it was like a tennis ball-sized mass in his lung. But I didn't get a bad feeling about it. like I do with other masses. So I bring him over and I show him the x-ray. And this is a guy who I would think if we told him he had cancer, he would shoot himself. I just think this is, you know, he doesn't like going to the doctor. He doesn't, you know, so there was no way I was going to, with an x-ray like this, want him to go home depressed. So I was honest with him. I go, you want to know what? I don't have a bad feeling about this. He goes, you don't look at it. It's a big mass. I'm a smoker. I go, I'm honest with you. I don't have a bad feeling about this. I mean, this could be a fungal ball for all we know. Get it checked out. Don't want you starting to throw in the towel. Don't want you loading the gun. Not that he said he would do that, but you know how you can identify people who you know they would just say, to heck with this. I'm not going to fight the fight. So I go, look, let me send you to the cardiovascular doctor. We got to take a sample of it and we'll know. All right? He goes, you don't think it's cancer? I go, I don't think it's cancer as much as I have with other patients. I just have a better feeling about this. Like I said, it could be a fungal ball, could be cancer. Let's figure out what it is and we'll knock the sucker out of the ballpark. Okay, it's the size of a baseball anyway. We'll knock it out of the ballpark. So he goes to the cardiovascular surgeon. The cardiovascular surgeon panics and says, we have got to take out the lung. I got to take it to surgery right away. The patient goes, no. Dahlia thinks it's a fungal ball. He's like, this is cancer. It's cancer. Let's take it out. He's like, no, I don't want the surgery. Dahlia thinks it's a fungal ball. Just do a biopsy. So the surgeon calls me up, livid. Dahlia, what did you tell him? I told him the differential. I'll tell the patient to go and do the surgery. All right. But again, I told him it could be anything. I didn't want him to panic and get depressed. He's like, well, this is cancer. So I talked to the patient. The patient goes, has the surgery. And you want to know what the pathology came back as? But it was a fungal ball. So thank God he didn't have cancer. Now, I had wanted a biopsy. I didn't want the whole lung removed. I just wanted a biopsy. But the cardiovascular surgeon that deals with lung cancer swore up and down it was going to be cancer, took out the whole lung. Right? But I just had that feeling that it wasn't. And it was a fungal ball. So the moral of the story to you, Thomas, or anybody else, is just because something could look bad doesn't always mean it is. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Get it evaluated. Now, the patient's fine, living fine, breathing fine. You know, yeah, he's missing that lobe of the lung. And, I mean, it was a really nasty fungal. I mean, he probably would have probably had to have that, you know, procedure anyway. But, you know, it doesn't always mean cancer, people. Okay, when we come back, why do 110 million of us have an STD? Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device
device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know I'm getting better. After 4 long weeks, I finally feel better. Oh, my gosh. I just have got to thank my bosses for not firing me. Wow, you guys had to listen to my raspy. I mean, I'm still raspy, but I feel better. Thank you, guys. See, it's all the love and the good vibes you guys send me. Thank you. Thank you. I'm on the Christian Truckers Forum .net. Apparently, you guys have a great website there where I can answer your medical questions. We got the Christian Truckers Forum. We also have Truckers Forum, which I've been with now for a long time. Love you guys. You guys were all sending good vibes. I know you guys out there. Thank you so much. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, according to CNSNews.com, I'm actually going to be on KABC tomorrow morning discussing this with Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning, how over 110 million venereal infections are now going on in the United States, and our nation are creating, according to this article, more STDs than new jobs or college graduates. Aren't you proud of us? Yay! Something to be proud of. We're making more STDs than we are new jobs and college grads. You know, we cannot blame the Obama administration. You know, I mean, their push for birth control, I don't think did this. I think we were already making the STDs anyway. But you do see where the priorities are. Sex comes first before the economy. You notice that, right? Yeah, with this administration. Anyway, according to new data released by the CDC, there were 19.7 million new STDs in the United States in 2008, bringing the total number, okay, I guess at that time. So these are 2008 numbers. Well, I don't care about 2008, I care about now. But they said by 2008, we were at one. Okay, no, don't start bringing up Bush. No, we're not blaming President Bush for this one. Bringing up the total number at the time of 110 million. They say the 19.7 million new STDs in 2008 vastly outpaced the new jobs and college graduates created in the United States that year or any other year on record. Yeah, well, okay, you know what? Can I stop for a second here? Okay, you guys know what also is hurting us job-wise. Okay, and no, we're not going to go into President Bush. We're not going to go into President Obama or Obamacare and all that. Okay, enough said with that. We all know that's a given. But computers are taking over jobs. Okay, even if our economy improves, computers are taking over jobs. Why do you think the post office needs to fire people and downsize? We're not mailing letters. We're emailing each other. I told you guys, as I was leaving McCarran Airport, this was at one time, I think actually it's still like this. There used to be a person in all the booths. You know, you leave the parking, they need to make sure you're not leaving without paying. So there was a person in every booth. Now, those people are, these people are now substituted with machines. And I think there may be one person there now in the booth, but there was a time where there was never, that when 2008, 2009 really hit our city, there was nobody manning the booths. And so you would put in your ticket and you would leave. It was all electronic. If a company can save money not hiring a person, not paying for their health insurance, because we could do things electronically, they're going to. So, you know, we're going to be talking about STDs outpacing jobs, but, you know, we need to stop and see where we're going with where we are with electronics. Like, you know, phone book, I'll watch American Idol. And like Keith Urban said, you know, the other week, like they always say on American Idol, wow, you could sing the phone book. I wasn't telling me, I can't sing the phone book. But, you know, he's telling the singer, because she sings so good, you could sing the phone book and make it interesting. But, you know, phone books are becoming obsolete. People don't use phone books anymore, do they? They Google. They use the internet. They don't go to the phone book. There are certain industries, the camera, the portable little pocket camera is going by the wayside because our smartphone can be a camera. So jobs are going to be lost anyway. We are already going uphill or going against the current as computers are able to replace so many things that we need man to make. It's interesting. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, looking at STDs, the biggest group of new infections occurred between the 15 and 24 age bracket. Now, remember we were talking about this latest decade that your older population is one of the fastest growing groups of having STDs, your seniors, because seniors have Viagra now, many seniors can have sex, a lot of people are outliving their, you know, they're widowed, and they, you know, somebody outlives their spouse, and then because they're only in their 60s, they still have many more decades left of their life, they start a new chapter with somebody else. So the highest group of the, in terms of the speed at which we're seeing STDs, is the seniors, but they don't have the most STDs. The STDs are still highest in the 15 to 24 age bracket. Now, they say 9.7 million Americans in 2008 had STDs between the 15 to 24 bracket. By contrast, only 1.5 million bachelor's degrees were given that year. So what is going on, people? Really? I mean, we are at the point where we have 110 million Americans having STDs. Why? What is going on? I think sex is probably more rampant than it ever has. I know many of you cite the 60s, but no, even people who thought they would wait till they're married eventually give in and succumb to having that premarital sex. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, really, come on, you are so old school. But it's, I don't think I have any patients that are virgins by the time they're 21, 22. I'm kind of frustrated by that. I'm a little frustrated by that. All right? Because I'm, you know, seeing patients for these STDs. I'm getting a little tired of diagnosing HPV, chlamydia, trichomonas. HPV is probably one of the most common sexually transmitted diseases now. It used to be chlamydia, but now it's HPV because we're screening for it. HPV causes abnormal pap smears, can cause cervical cancer, can cause genital warts. We see in men, throat cancer. Okay, this stuff can kill. Then you see chlamydia, then you see trichomonas, then you see gonorrhea, then you see herpes 2, then you see syphilis, then you see HIV, and then hepatitis B. Of those numbers, there was 41,000 HIV infections, 55,000 syphilis. Syphilis beat HIV in this study. So don't think syphilis is a thing of the past, all right? But HPV is still considered the highest. Now, how do you prevent getting an STD? Okay, I'm not going to say condom. I'm going to say abstinence. If you don't fool around, okay, you could avoid the whole STD thing. Honestly, there's nothing else to entertain yourselves. If you do really, really have to do the hibbity-dibbity, then I guess condoms. But condoms break. Condoms appear to be reworn by some of you because they're expensive. Some of you put the condom on too late. Some of you take the condom off too early. All right? We really need to teach kids in school how to use condoms. Just they don't pay attention. They sit there and giggle. But people, just because you're 45, it doesn't mean you're not going to get an STD. You know how embarrassed my patients come in going, I can't believe it. I got the clap. And I'm like, well, because you had unprotected sex. That's what happens. Okay? That's pretty intimate what you guys do when you have sex. I mean, I have sex too, but I'm married, so it's not as often as y'all. All right, guys. Next hour, a lot to talk about. Women on birth control pill choosing less manly men. Oh, there's a market for everybody. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Hang it down to the little white
church. For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, and
Engrave Inc. embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.